wouldn't it?
No, sir. New houses just wouldn't be nearly as well built as this, and you wouldn't be as warm in the winter and as cool in the summer, I'm sure.
No, you won't. Yeah, it makes a difference, sure enough.
And these things built like this will stand here forever, probably. Really something.
Well, probably stay in the open, but they wouldn't stay here. You know, we've been here on this earth a long time.
That's right. That's right. But I've seen some of them that, you know, a man, I was over near Red Bay, Alabama one day.
Uh-huh.
There was a man there that had a house built like this on his property, and it was about falling down. Nobody had lived in it for 40 or 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
But he said that he was 73 years old, and that his daddy had owned the land before he did, and he said that the family had owned that land for about 120 or 130 years, and then that house was on it when they first got it. So the house was probably about 150 or 60 years old.
Of course, yeah.
And these logs, once they cure out, they just like rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Just like this, petrified.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No. No, I see you can drive nails in them and do anything.
Boy, you can drive a nail in there if you don't bend it.
Yeah. Oh, me.
I raised four boys, and they've drove nails and bored holes and done everything here when there's boys growing up.
Well, that kept them busy, I guess. It's better they were doing that than something else, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess so.
They have to learn to nail somehow.
Yeah.
What would you say to, let me get to you. If I can get you to count for me, please, sir, from 1 to 15.
From 1 to 15?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Good. And the number that comes after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
Okay, and after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
60.
After 69?
69. Yeah. 70.
All right.
70.
After 99?
100.
Okay. And 10 times 100 is what?
10 times 1,000.
Okay, and let me see. 1,000 times 10,000 is what is 100,000?
A million, ain't it?
Yeah. Okay. The if you have 11 men standing in a line, the last man is the 11th man. The man in front of him would be what?
If he's 11,
mm-hmm.
He'd be the 12th.
Oh, no, they're going the other way. They're only 11 men, so the one...
You're taken away.
Right, the one in front of him would be the...
There
were 11 men. The last one
he'd
is,
be 10.
He'd be the 10th man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the one in front of him would be...
9.
And the one in front of that man would be the what man?
8.
And then the... Then the next one would be the...
7th.
And then the...
6th.
And the one in front of the 6th would be the 5th. Would it be the 5th man?
Yeah,
okay.
If he's in front of the 6th, he'd be the 5th. He's going to count back up now.
Right, and in front of the 5th would be the?
Be the 6th.
Okay, and in back of the 5th would be the?
7th.
Okay. In back of the 3rd would be the?
4th.
All right, and in back of the 2nd would be the?
3rd.
And in front of the 2nd would be the front man would be the what man?
1.
Okay, or the first man. Would you call him the first man?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
First, yeah, he'd have to be the first.